Update of the avalanche forecast for Friday, the 9th of January 2026. Increase in avalanche danger as a consequence of new snow and strong wind. Wind slabs represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. As a consequence of new snow and strong wind, the previously small wind slabs will increase in size as the day progresses. The fresh wind slabs can be released easily by a single winter sport participant. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on southwest to north to southeast-facing aspects above approximately 2,200 meters and on steep south-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. In particular, in shady places that are protected from the wind, avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as in gullies and bowls. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. 5 to 15 centimeters of snow has fallen. The strong wind will transport the new snow significantly. The wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. The old snowpack is faceted and its surface has a crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Saturday, the 10th of January 2026 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.